Hey everyone, this is C-Prop in North Carolina for Hacker Public Radio. Wanted to record my first podcast ever, and Hacker Public Radio actually gives you a great means to do that. Get your feet wet, contribute to Hacker Public community, and get to podcasting. And in my first episode, I wanted to do kind of what some of the others have done recently, which is a What's in My Bag. I know that John Culp has recently done one, and NY Bill had done one recently. Don't have anything as spectacular as they did, probably, but I do have something a little bit more, in that I have two bags. And so I wanted to talk about each one of those. The first bag that I want to talk about is my go-to bag for my everyday use, and that is a backpack style. It's a Fuel backpack, F-U-L. It's a very durable backpack, so I actually got it at a really cheap price, so it's worked out great. It has two pockets on the outside. One pocket is just a piece of mesh that you slide a water bottle down into. I drink a lot of water during the day, so it's great for that to carry around and just have a nice water bottle secure on your side. On the other side, there is another zip little pouch, and that's where I keep all my USB stick. And I don't know about anybody else. I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there like that, but I have to make sure that where my items go in my bag go to the same place every time, because when I go somewhere and I need something, I don't want to have to be fishing around for it. I get it out and I put it right back to where it's where it came from. So in the other zip pouch on the side, there is where I keep all my USB sticks, and it's where I keep all my software that I need for my day-to-day job. And just to kind of give you a little bit of a real quick synopsis as quick as possible about what I do for my position. I work for a company that sells what we like to call document solution. So that's going to be anything from mostly the large copiers. If you're ever in like an office environment, you see those large copiers that you have off to the side or in the corner or something. Usually someone's kicking them, not really happy with them. That's what we sell. They do a lot. They do copy, print, scan. So we set them up to do scanning and such to email network folders. We also sell software solutions. So think of someone that might be in an HR or an AR, like an accounts receivable type position. They have a lot of paper flying around. They need to be able to manage that paper in some form or fashion. We offer them software solutions to handle that. And that's what my job is, to actually go in and help set up the software, get it running, configured, train, and later on support. So anyway, so that's what I keep on my USB sticks. Keep patches for the software, so I don't have to download it at the customer's site. Print drivers in case they get a large machine from us and they want to be able to print. So we load up the print drivers. Also within my backpack, inside the pouches, there is a tone generator. I've had to use that quite a bit, and it's actually just, you know, you just hook one side to the wall to where the machine might be plugged into, and you want to make sure that it's actually going back to a switch or where that is actually a live port. Sometimes you can't just plug something up. People have security on their network, so you just can't plug up a network, plug something up to their network like your laptop or whatnot. So I have a tone generator, kind of tone out things. I use it in our branch as well, so it comes in really handy there. One thing I do have is pretty cool. It's called a LAN throwing star, and it's a kind of like has a 4 Ethernet ports on it, the Ethernet plugs. So what it will do is I can put my laptop in between, say, the copier that we sell them, the large multifunction device, the copier deal, put my laptop between their machine and the network, and of course with the permission of the IT department, put my laptop there, and I can actually see the traffic flowing through to make sure that see what it is that might be causing an issue. A lot of my job is troubleshooting why the machine is not doing what the machine is supposed to be doing. So that comes in real handy. We could talk about days for some of the things that has gone on in crazy ways that people have configured the networks, but that's for a totally different episode. I have a little cable tester. Sometimes you just got to make sure that the cable's good. It's funny. They can call up and say, hey, this thing's not working, it's your machine, and probably 99% of the time, it is not the machine. Those NICs don't really go bad that often. They very rarely go bad. So, I have a cable tester. Just to pull the cable out real quick, give it a real quick go, hit a button, and these little blinking lights go by just to make sure that everything is talking together. It was like $5, so what the hey. I have a cable making kit. Sometimes I have to put an end on something real quick. Don't really do that a whole lot. I don't like making cables. If you need a cable, just buy one. I keep a lot of extra cables in my bag, but 6 foot, that's it. I have been in situations where I've been to a client's, and unfortunately I've had to keep a roll of Cat 5 cable in my car. Another story for another day. But I do have a cable making kit, which consists of the wire strippers, which is like a little, put it on the end of the Cat 5 cable and kind of give it a spin, and it pulls off the outer shielding. And then you got the twisted cables on the inside. Then I have a crimper in the ends. Punch down in case you need to punch something down into a 110 block. Don't really do that on the customer site. Do that at our local branch. So most of that is what we do there. I got a couple of different punch downs. I got a plastic one, which I like a lot better. It's just like a little tiny, maybe an inch long plastic punch down. You just kind of press it in real hard. And I got another one that's a mechanical. It has a cutter side and a punch down side. So really got to make sure that you look on what side that sucker is on before you use it, because you might be cutting the wire that you really don't need to cut. Like I said, lots of different size of patch cables, no more than 6 foot. Sometimes I have like little tiny ones to go into a switch. I've been in lots of situations where someone doesn't have an on-site IT person, and the port that we need to plug up to is not live, and it's real easy to trace. So I trace it, and I go ahead and pop it live, and if they got issues with it, well, they should have been on site. I have a also, along with my USB sticks, I have a... And actually, I never really use this, and I really need to figure out a use for this thing, but it's a laptop hard drive in a enclosure with a USB cable. So you can just plug it up, and it's a 350 gig hard drive. Might need to do something with that. But anyway, lots of pins. And actually, the... Most of them I don't use, except for one brand, and it's a Sharpie. And it's this nice, it's almost like a felt tip pen. But it's not real fine, but it's just fine enough. And I have a really bad problem with my hands sweating. And when I write something down, my hands start to sweat, and man, that ink just goes everywhere. Not only on me, but it just smears all over the paper, and I cannot stand to have ink all over the place. So it took me a while to find a pen, but it is a Sharpie pen. It's great. And I have a notebook. Notebook to just take notes when I'm at a customer site. Have to jot something down real quick. Ran into an issue at this client's, and it was doing this, this, and this, and this is how I resolved it. And I write this down in my little notebook, and I go back to the office and I type it up and store it away for future notes. It's a real nice one. It's got a leather bound case to it, It's a journals book, so you can actually buy refills for the thing. It's pretty nice. So, what else we got? Screwdriver. And it has multiple ends. So it has a couple different sizes of Phillips heads, a couple different sizes of flat heads. Got some Torx screwdrivers. Don't really use those a whole heck of a lot anymore. That's about it. I also have a little tiny IntelliNet is the brand name, and it's a little 5-port switch. I mean, this thing is probably not 2 inches by an inch and a half. It's really small, and I keep it in my bag just in case I need it. It's small enough to where I can just throw that in there along with the power adapter to it. Other than that, typical stuff, business cards, blah, blah, blah. Nothing much else in the backpack. I got the standard issue laptop from our company. It's a nice 17-inch HP ProBook. Unfortunately, it does run that nasty operating system that we don't like to talk about too much. But hey, that's what VMware's for, right? So that's pretty much it for the fuel backpack with all the computer stuff in it. The other backpack that I have, backpack number 2, that I do carry with me pretty much every single day. After I leave work, I typically go to the gym. So I have a nice gym bag. And I know that geekdom and fitness doesn't really fit together a whole lot. But hey, when I hit 40, I didn't feel so hot a lot of times. Started having some health issues. Nothing life-threatening or anything like that. It was just aches and pains and, you know, back hurting and, you know, hard to get out of bed and stuff. And so I wanted to start taking better care of myself. So a lot of people like to say that I kind of went through a midlife crisis, but, you know, I like to think of it as just trying to be fit. So I have a gym membership, of course, and I carry around my gym bag every day with me. It goes with me in the car. It's a big, normal gym bag style, you know, with a big, huge strap and the big center. It also has 2 pockets on either end. And on the same way with my work backpack, I like to keep each one of those pouches the same. So what goes in one comes out, and I mean, it's the same. I mean, I don't try to mix and match the pockets on the side, what goes in them. So on one side of it, I have, I keep 2 pairs of socks, and there is a reason for that. And that reason is that some of those days I don't necessarily go to the gym. It might be a really pretty day, and no one's going to be at the gym that day, and they're all kind of, yeah, I might not make it, I might be late. And I was like, well, you know what, forget it. I want to go for a run. So I carry 2 pairs of socks with me. It makes my shoes feel a lot tighter on my feet when I run. I don't like to have them flip-flopping around, so I carry 2 pairs of socks to wear if I go running. And those socks that I wear, I have 2 different styles. One of them is a Thorlo socks. It has these really nice padding on the balls and on the heels. Keeps the blisters off. Those are great socks. Put those on, and then over top of that, I have these other wick socks that draws the moisture away from your feet. They're by Sock Guy. I got a few pairs of those. So I always carry one of each of those in my backpack. Those go on one side. And I also have, I really haven't used these anymore because since I got the Thorlo socks, but I have some moleskin pads, like these little, moleskin, that you can buy to just, put on the bottoms of your feet to keep the blisters away. But I still got them there. Haven't used them since I started using the Thorlo socks, so those might just go away or keep them around for whatever. Another thing that I have on that side of the bag is the 2XU compression leggings. They're for calf. If you ever, I don't know, if you ever watch basketball or something, but you might see some of those basketball players, they wear the compression sleeves on their arms. I wear those on my legs, mostly just one leg, so it looks kind of strange that I'm running with one legging on. But it's mostly, actually the only reason I really use it is because I have a herniated tibia. It's actually like this hole in my leg muscle, so whenever that muscle starts to have a lot of blood flowing to it while I'm running, I get this big huge knot on the side of my leg. It's not painful or anything, it's just really weird, and it really gives me the heebie-jeebies, so I wear that to keep everything nice and compressed. So I had those. On the inside of the bag, just typical gym clothes, shorts, dry fit shirt. Always wear a dry fit shirt. Wear a cotton shirt. I sweat really bad, so wear a cotton shirt. That thing's just sticking to you, and it's just real annoying. So shorts, dry fit shirt, and I carry two pairs of shoes. One pair in case I go to the gym. The other pair is in case I go running. My running shoes are just some ASIC gel GT 2750s or something like that, if you really care. Really comfortable shoes. I've been wearing ASICs for a long time. They've always helped my knees and stuff, which is another problem. Also, inside my bag, I have these straps. They're like gymnastic straps. They're called Lifestyle XT Jungle Gym XT straps. What you can do is at the gym, we'll take them and we'll wrap them around the chin-up bar, and so we can actually hang from them and do exercises and stuff. Well, it's like a body weight exercise. I'll put a link in the show notes of those things. They're so much fun. It's so funny when you're at the gym and you see these really young guys, you know, they're like, you know, 20s or something, and you know, all huge and muscular, and they see us on these jungle gym straps and doing this stuff, and like, oh, hey, can I try that out? And then you see them, and they're like, just about to do a header into the gym floor. So it's funny, you know, seeing someone 44 years old or whatever, and get this 25-year-old punk that thinks he knows. Well, anyway, it's funny. So we got that. Something else on the inside. I keep a foam roller. I guess, you know, being older, muscles start to hurt and stuff, so I have a foam roller. It's just a big, huge, round piece of foam, maybe 3 foot long, maybe, and you just kind of lay it on your side and just kind of roll back and forth, just kind of a massager, and works great. Another thing I have that I keep on the other side of my backpack, or my gym bag, is the a jump rope. And the jump rope is really cool. It's made for CrossFit, and I don't know about some of the other places around the world, but the United States, CrossFit's pretty popular. I don't do CrossFit. I'm not a CrossFit participant necessarily, but we do a lot of CrossFit style stuff, and so I have a CrossFit style jump rope. It's like a metal, the rope is actually real thin, almost kind of a piece of metal. Handles are wooden, and they're connected with like a ball bearing almost, so they so you can spin it really fast. And you're supposed to be able to help you do what's called a double under, so the rope goes around twice when you jump up once. I cannot do that. I might be able to do one or two, but these guys in CrossFit, you know, they do 50 in a row, and they're just beasts. Another thing I have on that side of my backpack is my trusty Tunes and headphones. Tunes, I carry around a little Sansa Clip Plus, and it has a, I think it's an 8 gig, I think it might be a 4 gig actually, and it also has, I bought a 16 gig micro SD card to slide in it to keep more music, which I'm never even came close to filling up to for this thing, so not to carry around in the gym anyway. But I carry that around with me to keep my tunes in, because you gotta have the right tunes when you're lifting weights, I guess. certainly makes the time go by better. Then, other than that, the only thing I really have is a little notebook and a pen. And in the notebook, we keep track of our daily routines. We're pretty strict on what we do. We have I have a friend of mine that I work out with. He makes up the workout routines, and they're very structured. So, Monday and Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, we do upper, lower. So we like to keep track of what we're doing, how many reps we do, how many sets we do, what our weight is we use on that, so we can kind of see the progression, see if we're moving up, moving down, how we're doing with it. Just something to do, I guess. There's actually a nice little formula to it. And so we use that to kind of keep track of what we do during our workout periods. But other than that, that's my two bags. Like I said, I carry this around with me every day that I go to work, because you never know when I might need to go to the gym. Or sometimes I've been caught in a situation where it's just like, hey, you know what? It's a beautiful day. It's time for a good run. That's about all I have to talk about for my first episode. If you stuck around this long, glad you listened. And hope it was entertaining somewhat, at least. Thanks a lot. Look forward to doing it again. And keep on hacking. Thanks a lot.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.